As far as we've covered six of the items, seven item as new business, and that brings us to the number one priority that we have right now, the branch manager position. We have had some response. Those of these don't know, we have had response, and we have letters and letters of interest and resumes.
Why were there?
Yes.
Okay. We're talking about ranch manager. I still think things are workable, even with all the heated stuff in that, okay, the different views and everything. Only knows our situation, okay? We're not going to be able to provide a home for a while. I don't understand why the garden cabin can't work. Is that not...
It was offered to it.
Okay. Hey, we had 12 kids, okay, and we made things work, okay? So I know...
He didn't want to take the garden cap.
You know, the thing is, we're not doing a horse program.
Okay,
and
that's
like,
fine. Okay.
And not right now. I'm not saying that it's off completely.
But
right now, we're just kind of drawing things in until we can expand things.
Well, can I just tell everybody here that one thing that happened at the last board meeting that I witnessed, and I think you were there too, remember? We offered Ole. We said, Ole, you know, your wife and the kids going to come back this summer. He says, no, they have nowhere to live. I said, well, then let's right now. Let's get that garden cabin off the block. No members can reserve it. Let's put your family in the garden cabin.
And
then I got up off of that table, walked into my computer, got on there, and figured out how many members we have to call and block them out and reposition them so we could get this open for his family, so his family would have this to live in this summer. And we went back in and told Ole, and Ole said to us, no, my family doesn't want to do that. My family doesn't want to come to the rescue. You were there.
Yeah,
I
remember that.
And that at that point scared me and some of the other board members here because it was like, okay, Ole doesn't want to make a family. How can he clean the cabin? How can he do all this stuff? You know, it's going to be very, very difficult.
I think his wife wants a home. And I think she is done.
I don't blame.
To be honest, his wife never wanted to come here in the first place. I was to the first meeting, and he had to twist her arm, beg her, plead with her.
He said to us, when he said, my wife, that said to him, I'm done.
Okay,
and I think he is done, and he wants to get husband and
I think we are done.
So let's move on.
So let's go on. We have, you got your copies of your... That letter, that's his stuff.
I looked through them all.
Okay. Yeah, well, you share those with John.
Okay. I can tell you the ones that I thought were probably the...
I'm sorry. Barbara, I didn't grade them. But I mentally graded them, so... Because I was kind of waiting. Because
I've been...
Take this to the next step.
Unfortunately, I've been out of state all week.
Okay.
And,
what's the interviewing process?
Well, that's what we have to determine, okay? So when we hire someone, when we contract with someone to do this, we need to make sure that our agreements are good, that we can stand behind them, and that it's agreeable, obviously, if they agree to it, it's agreeable to all both parties, okay?
Do we have, John, a definite job description, though?
We do.
So we don't. We do.
We do.
Okay.
We have the one that we have. That.
Okay.
That the agreement.
It needs to be improved. Definitely needs to be improved.
And I have a draft. I've been spending some time working on ranch business, and I drafted a proposal for ranch manager, in line with kind of what we were doing already. But once again, we need to look at some of these resumes and letters.
I saw the
thing
that I sent to those people that were interested, and I said a typical summer day.
Yep.
Did you get a read of that?
Yep.
And so I tried to make it where they saw that, you know, they might have a toilet plug or some problem like that. The water might not be working right. They have to run to town to get propane, you know, for a barbecue grill. You know, they have to do the laundry. I was trying to...
It was not a rosy picture.
I tried to make it very unrosy, and I said, oh, little ranch house, what's the ranch house?
Yeah.
No heat.
No electricity.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It was a big long description.
Yeah.
It was good.
I tried
as best as I could.
Okay, so we have had response, John, and out of these responses, I think we have probably three or four good candidates that we would want to, you know, invite back to the next process, the next step. Obviously, we're going to need a background check, We're going to need to do some interviews, you know, whether it's a teleconference or something like that we can do. But there's got to be a process. So today I want to talk about how do we move forward with these current, with these applications or interests. And that's where we're at right now. So if you want to start off with the first off the top there, John, we'll look at William
DeMille.
William DeMille. Okay. And kind of,
you just go real quick, though, too? Yes, yes. No. I mean, as a possibility.
Well, you don't have to answer any of these yet, so why don't we just kind of review it. Do you have your copies? Anyone have other copies?
I have more organized. I have not seen. I got more stuff here in my...
That was in the email, no, right?
I have mine, but I...
Okay, well, if you want...
I've been gone.
I'll let John review that one quickly. Well, how about if we just
put it out a little bit, just kind of
read them.
Yeah, just narrate it.
Tell us everybody which one you're on.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read this.
That was the last one that came on the internet.
John, what all these people have been told, so everybody in this room. Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have that email?
I don't have that email.
Okay, this is what happened. When I found out everything was going south, Taylor came and called me and said, "Oh, he resigned." Then I immediately got that pressure feeling that, oh no, you know how we all are. And so I thought, okay, in my mind, after my experience, I felt like I needed to go after the homeschool group because I need the family out here and need them to know that they cannot get in and out of here all the time in the wintertime and everything. And so what I just did, because it didn't cost a penny, is I went on the web and I got the homeschool organization. And this is the letter I sent to a bunch of homeschool organizations, not a bunch, about, I don't know, five or six of the homeschool organizations in the state of Utah, Arizona, California, and Nevada. I just didn't remember those four states. And I said, "Dear homeschool group, do you know of a family that may be looking for a new job? We are an owner's association of about 225 members that own an 8,000-acre ranch in southern Utah. We are in need of a family to manage the ranch operation. This does not mean manage a regular cattle ranch. We have 10 cabins, very old rustic cabins, on 2,000 acres of commonly owned association land. We have 3 trout ponds, 2 water systems, a small, very small store, about 25 cows, some calves and chickens, and over 100 miles of road. The job consists of cleaning and maintaining the 10 cabins for our membership to stay in, mainly between the months of April and November. It also entails feeding and watching over the animals, greeting the members as they arrive for their scheduled week in the cabin, supervising the grading of the many miles of dirt roads, maintaining the water systems, and the little store, among many other responsibilities. Now, here is why we want a homeschooling family. We are 40 miles from the nearest school, 13 miles of that on a gravel county road, and the house you would be given to live in is not on the electric grid. That means we have a solar light for the solar system for the light. We also have a diesel generator for occasional use. All appliances are propane gas. The ranch house, your place to stay, has 4 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, a wood stove, and it's old. And I did not say it has gas heat in it, but it does have gas heat, but I didn't even mention it.
Don't sugarcoat anything.
No, I said it did not work. Or it And then I said, I did have this though. It is surrounded by big old trees and lawns. There is a nice garden area if you so desire to grow one. We do have internet service, a new computer, and a cell phone that you are furnished. The ranch owns 2 old trucks that you can use to do the ranch chores. Might underline the old, okay? We are looking for a family that wants to be somewhat isolated from the world. No TV, very limited services, beautiful area, many nice members that visit about once per year. But everything is rustic and remote. You need to be self-sufficient, be familiar with basic carpenter and home maintenance skills, and knowledgeable in living without modern communities. And then I said we offer them a wage, a place to live, the facilities paid, and the opportunity to teach your family many outdoor skills and live together away from some of the world's influences. You will have many long days of work in the summer months and much shorter days in the winter months. And then, anybody, they sent this out. And I probably had over 50 supplies. Some of them immediately.
Oh, goodness, man, we get a free house.
Exactly. Yeah. You are exactly right. At the time. Oh, yeah. And that's exactly what it was. And I would just go, oh, just that one. Go real quick. You know? And but there were some that were more realistic. And so when they were realistic, I replied back to them. Because I've had several requests as to what a typical day is at life at the ranch, I have written the following to give you a better idea of what the job entails. A long summer day might go like this. Up at daylight to feed the animals, chickens, cats, dogs, rabbits, possibly baby goat or doggy calf. And then a drive of 5 miles up to the upper cabins to check on the water level in the tank, as it was low. And if it is low, start the generator and pump water. The solar pump could not keep up yesterday with the cloudy conditions. And while at the upper cabins, you sanitize the bathrooms in cabin 1 and 3 because the members left last night, and the cabins need to be ready for the next group tomorrow. You also notice while in cabin 3 that the screens have a new tear and the doorknob is sticky. So you take the screen out to take it down to headquarters and fix it. You have some graphite in the truck and you spray a little in the doorknob to see if that will solve the problem. And while there, you notice that the garbage was not taken from the outside trash can by the previous occupant, so you throw it in the back of the truck and put a new garbage bag in the trash can. You survey the cabins to be assured that they are clean, floors swept and mopped, dishes washed and put away, stove and fridge wiped out, and windows generally clean. And since you sanitize the bathroom, you also put clean towels, toilet paper, and air fresheners into the bathroom. By this time, you figure the water tank is probably back up to the level it should be for the next wave of guests, and so you turn off the pump and head back to headquarters. On the way, you notice a bag of trash along the road. Must have fallen out of the last truck, so you stop and pick it up. And as you arrive back at headquarters, you toss the trash bags into the trash trailer, a tow-behind pickup with a dump bed trailer. And notice it is full. Since this is Thursday, you make note to take the trash trailer to town with you this afternoon when you take the laundry down to wash it. You tack down the piece of tin roofing that came up in the windstorm last night and turn the water on the lawn in the playground. Hungry, grab a bite to eat for lunch and then load up the truck with the blue tub of dirty laundry and some bedding that were rented from the ranch because Cabin 1 forgot to bring the sheets. And then take a quick list of what needs to be picked up in the little store. Some Dr. Pepper, some bottled water, candy bars, and flashlight batteries. And then you notice that the cleaning supplies are getting low. You make a note to pick up more window cleaners. You hook up the trash trailer and head for town. But just as you're about to leave, you remember this empty 5-gallon propane tank that you took off the barbecue grill at Cabin 8. You replaced the empty with a full yesterday, and so you need to refill the empty so you have one full to put on the next barbecue that runs dry. So into the truck goes the empty propane tank. You drive 40 miles to town where you dump the trash trailer at the landfill, shop for the supplies for the little store at the local grocery store where you have a charge account, and fill up the propane tank at the local station. While at the station, you check on the flat tire that you hauled in last week to see if it has been repaired and ready for you to kick back up. And you know that it is best to always carry 2 spare tires around the back of the and the back roads of the ranch. So off you go back to the ranch, and as you arrive, up drives the guests for Cabin 9. They are a day early. You go into the ranch house and check the schedule and see an email from Linda, the reservation clerk, telling you they are coming in early. Well, because you are so organized on top of things, you have Cabin 9 ready except for the towels. But you just washed clean towels in town, so now you have them available. You hand them the towels and the keys to the cabin and wish them a great weekend. They say it has been a few years since they have been here, and they cannot remember how to light the propane lights in the cabin. You take them into the store and demonstrate how to light the propane wall lights. They also ask you how to hike down the lick wash is. Well, because you hiked it last weekend with your family, you know exactly what condition it is in. And then you move the water on the lawn, pull a few weeds, pick up some stray trash, and feed all the animals again. That evening, you get on the internet and check the emails from members, the board of directors, or Linda, and reply to them. It's been a good day, and summer is here. Tomorrow, you will take the grader driver over to Crawford Canyon area to grade the washed-out spot in the road and do some touch-up along the route with the blade. You know, if I didn't say he will take the grader, I said he will take the grader operator, okay? You will also fix the fence near the meadows to keep the cows off the Forest Service land. You will take a water sample from the well to turn it into Southern Utah Water Lab for testing to assure it is safe. And SUU will send the results to the state of Utah to certify our water system is safe. You will also grab a paintbrush and touch up the bad scrapes on the walls and garden cabin where the last group scratched it. You reported the damage to Linda so she can bill them for the damage you did. I hope this gives you an idea of some of the responsibilities. There are more, but this is a general idea. And then I said, if you're interested, send us the resume or an interesting thing. What I was trying to push, John, and these other guys already know this, is that there's a multitude of ideas, and it's just a multitude of things that they have to be on top of. And it's that you got to be able to see what needs to be done and do it. You can't wait for the board to direct you in every direction.
Oh, you have to be self-motivated.
You have to be self-motivated. You have to see what needs to be done.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Barbara.
But that's a feasibility map.
That's generated significant interest. Then we have this response. So I'm going to go over William DeMille. And he's his family from Monticello, Utah. and they're seeking the position of ranch manager. His summary is a well-trained, experienced professional in the field of farm and ranch operations. Over 15 years of activity handling animal and crop production and farm leases. Experience in teaching and public relations and the promotion of agricultural principles. Experience in the great farm tradition of making equipment, fences, structures work well with what is already at hand, or in most cases, the lack of what is on hand. His experiences are farm and ranch operations, raised on a farm in southern Utah near Hurricane, raised fruit orchards, vegetables, sheep, cow, poultry, swine, horses. He broke riding and work horses. He farmed in northwest Missouri for 15 years. He's raised corn, hay crops, sheep, truck crops, cattle, fish farming, etc. He is a veterinarian assistant for a large and small vet for 7 years in Montana. Beef cow production, hauling, cutting, building with rock, general farm management and maintenance. As far as maintenance and construction, he's got 5 years experience in manufacturing with the Energizer battery manufacturing. He's done rustic furniture and he's been a construction foreman. He has leadership skills and for his reason he founded an educational organization called Mini Ag to promote agrarian principles. He has offered consulting services for seminar operations. He's been an invited presenter for educational forums and seminars, and he served in church leadership positions. Employment history, fortress building and design, his Mini Ag, his own business, Energizer Battery, and Dean Windham, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine. Education training, veterinary assistant, construction, foreman, as far as construction foreman, also rock masonry, steel building, carpentry, furniture. He's 2 year horticulture training at the Northwest Missouri State University. Leadership education, mentoring, and he's done that. And also the School of Hard Knocks. In there. Okay. Community involvement has been involved in promoting community-supported agriculture systems, relief, fire relief volunteer for Red Cross in Southern California, and disaster relief volunteer in Missouri during tornadoes and floods. He's in the homeschool group participation. Okay. That's his Williams. And as far as family, he's married to, he's been married, didn't say the number of years, but they have 4 children, 9, 7, 5, and 3, and they enjoy the wilderness and favorite family activities, camping in primitive locations, enjoy raising the majority of their own food, and they are accustomed to living a good distance from town since we always have, he writes. And his little thing, why should you hire us? We work hard and keep our commitments. Okay, we like people, but are capable of living where we can't see them all the time. We homeschool. We are good at spotting what needs to be done and diving right in and doing it. We think that this is a wonderful opportunity for our children to enjoy a remarkable part of the country. And he has some letters of recommendation and some references here. So that's William DeMille, and
there's one from his wife there too.
I haven't read hers yet. Actually, I think I read hers on email.
Right there.
Okay.
Was it near the end? Because I didn't see it. Those are all recommendations.
Maybe it's just a letter recommendation.
Yeah, all I saw is recommendations.
Anyway, my general impression is that I would personally probably follow up on this one. And he's already here in southern Utah. I don't know, what's your general impression?
I think we need to get them in for an interview.
Okay.
is there going to be an expected tour of the ranch before the interview or at the same time or whatever?
Some of these would not be capable
some of
that.
Distance applies.
My thought is that we don't. I really think that we should hire somebody that's not going to be coming up here. But I think that if we're going to do that, then maybe we assign them a cabin for a couple of days and have them stay. And that way they can get an idea of what the ranch is.
Better
like.
Feel, yeah.
And that costs us nothing.
We have actually.
They can come and do it.
Close. Reservations. We blocked out reservations until May 9th because we're in this process now that we have to make sure everything's functioning, and we have to have so it'd be a good time to do that because we have water issues that we have to deal with. And
I think we should narrow it down to say four families. Yeah.
Okay,
so that's somebody's key bin.
That's a key bin. I think what we should do is invite them and say come over for a day or two.
Okay,
and we can meet them.
If we can meet them, if not, we have to get an interview somehow.
I don't feel comfortable with hiring somebody if I can't meet them.
Okay. Let's consider this though: if you're going to bring anybody up into the cabins, don't conduct an interview. Then we need the board present for the interview.
Oh. Yeah. Yes.
If they look around, travel. Here's a map and all that sort of stuff. But don't try and conduct a preliminary interview.
We'll have to, as a board, develop the questions and concerns that we have, and that we can present to them. Standard set of questions, obviously, so that we're, fair to everyone and give them equal opportunity, I feel. So that's one of the things that we'll have to work on as a board. Okay, so as far as the short list, I'm okay with
that's good.
William DeMille.
Let's keep him.
Let's add him to our keeper list.
Well, that's my keeper list, right there. So
manager for the year again.
We're hoping.
No. We're looking for a long-term commitment.
I know.
And the next board.
Ollie's a homeschooler. I mean, he'll do both. They've done both. They've sent to school. So.
Okay.
Most of these people are on the religious side too. I mean, they're. So I think that's a plus. I'm not a religious fanatic, but I think some religious belief is positive.
Besides Gladys and Kevin.
We're talking about religion, not preachers.
Tanner, would you?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on.
We don't even want to talk to them.
Yeah. Okay. We need to go through this. Tanner, would you mind reviewing this? The one that I handed you?
Which one was that?
Which one? I handed that. Pass them around.
That would be the
one here. Actually, you can have Dustin do them, but you saw all of them.
Yeah, but I don't want to wear Dustin out and have him to review everything.
I'm going to tear on another one. You want me to read this one?
The one that handed the one?
No.
That's the one right there. That's the one. Go ahead. Go on. Go off that one.
This one. I think I gave it back to you. But I borrowed this one from Robert. I'll read this one. This one is Trent Hess. They live in Cedar City. It says, my name is Trent Hess. My wife emailed recently to inquire about the availability of the position. Excited about the prospect. We expect that you're looking for a candidate who can perform a large variety of tasks. This is repair, maintenance, cleaning the cabins and the grounds. I'm just going to skip past to what he's talking about. Okay, it says, I would also think that you're concerned about the candidate's ability to interact amicably with the guests and owners. You likely need a candidate you can trust and not have to be concerned if the job will get done. Someone you would be comfortable with turning loose and knowing what things will be done to your standards. It says, please allow me to demonstrate how my experience is instilled with me, the qualities you're looking for. I apologize for length, I feel it's necessary to demonstrate my experiences. My family and I love working together and being outdoors. I was raised in rural Idaho, and I have experience moving sprinkler pipe, digging irrigation dishes, hauling hay, branding cattle, hand milking cows and goats. I was a champion wrestler in high school, won the wrestling at college. He served in the Utah Army National Guard as a combat engineer for 8 years. As a combat engineer, I was involved in basic road construction and maintenance and improving and grading Forest Service roads, so he knows how to deal with heavy equipment. Working my way through college, I spent 2 years working as an auto mechanic, performing the most front-end brake work jobs. as well as replacing the engines. In college, I received an Associate's in Applied Science in Machine Tool Technology, so as a machinist. I learned welding, among other things, and worked as a machinist for a short time. So as a missionary and assistant to mission president, I worked for my church. I learned to deal amicably with a large variety of people. After my mission, I went back to school and obtained a bachelor's degree in dietetics. I then worked as a food service director for a school district in Idaho. After managing that department for 2 years, I was also placed in charge of the transportation department. Running both departments required that I automate, computerize most of my day-to-day operations. I designed and built systems for both departments.
So we have computers.
He's got computer skills, which is important. He has to know how to communicate.
It's great, he has welding.
Well, he has auto repair, he has welding.
Machinist, he irrigation, animals.
Between all his other jobs?
Yeah. I know.
He's not going to be doing much right.
No. Did you get the impression that the college is still in progress, though? College?
Okay. It says, once everything was automated, I became a proficient programmer and got a job as a traveling programmer. So he went on to become a programmer. Consulted for companies such as Compaq Computers and others. The desire to own my own business, I worked and grew a vending business. Since then, I started and run 3 other businesses, including buying property to fix up and sell and rent. My background shows this kind of initiative and diverse experience you need to manage such an operation. My wife and I are excited about the opportunity to work together with our 5 homeschool children. The dream of living at the ranch has seemed out of reach. This would be an opportunity to look next to our children and make a living.
Okay, show them the picture, babe. You have a picture?
Yeah.
Well, they have a picture of
them.
1 to 13.
One of the kids is missing in this.
Yeah. Ages 1 to 13, okay. So
yeah,
the 1-year-old.
Do we have room at this ranch house for that many kids?
I put that down as a negative on my one.
It wouldn't
negative.
Be fair to them to ask them to try it unless they were absolutely positive they could handle it. But
my thought is they live in Cedar City. They can come out and see if they want to or not. Because I think they're a very good candidate, but they would have to decide if this is good.
I like Justin's idea of having them come out here and enjoy for a couple of days.
I don't think there's any point in having people here unless they come out here and see what it's like. If they don't,
it's just not an easy life, and it's not for just anybody.
That's right. It is a big commitment, and they need to know what they're in for.
I'll back them up on that into the file.
Follow up.
And it's easy. I mean, it's a quick, hour and a half, 2 hour drive. He can be over here, and they can check it out.
Okay. You want me to take one?
Okay.
Which one's next on that list?
Hess. That was Hess.
Next one is McMorrow.
Who is McMorrow?
Kevin and Amy Joe McMorrow.
Kevin, okay. So they're in Oregon.
I don't have that one.
Is that
so? No?
Yeah,
it's in there somewhere.
You want me to read that one, too? I'll read it. I don't care.
All right.
It says that they live in Southern Oregon after he gets. My husband, Kevin. Okay, let's see. I'll skip past the questions. It says, this opportunity caught our eye. We've been looking at moving and purchasing rental property somewhere remote. We are also interested in learning about self-sufficient living. We're living in Southern Oregon, where we choose to live without a TV and grow a garden each year. We believe in being healthy and devote our devout Christians with Jesus Christ at our site and at our center. We are a young homeschooling family with 3 children, 5, 3, and 1. We have our own family wellness business that requires the use of phone and internet access, which I think might be a problem. They're going to have to give that up.
I put that as a negative.
We have 2 horses, a border collie dog, and some laying hens and a rooster. They've got some stuff there as a side business there. It says, my husband's experience interests are carpentry, auto body, organic gardening, farming, fencing, hard worker, wellness and diet consultant, politics for freedom, scuba diving. It says, her experience interests, she's a vet technician for 10 years, managed a growing vet practice in Redmond, Oregon for a few years, detail-oriented, clean-free, loved people and being hospitable, providing excellent customer service, horses, breeding, training, flower gardening, teaching children. Both love the outdoors and teach our children about the beauty of God's world and nature. We love camping, horseback riding, horse camping, hiking, and occasional trips with Hawaii. Some additional things, we're looking for a place where we could have Kevin's parents live with us also.
I don't know. I put that could go either way. Depends on if they're healthy.
My thought is, yeah, put her in
our situation. Yeah, we'd have to find out what it is.
And if they provide the housing for
them. If they put a camp trailer or something for them up there, right. You know, then maybe they can actually help.
So we would have to ask them two questions about that. A, I don't think that our connections are reliable enough that they can run a business out of here. I don't think that's
well. And I didn't like the very first sentence that they wanted to learn
about
living and self-sufficient living.
So you want to kick that one out?
The only reason I included that was because
which one is that?
Yeah, she's a vet tag.
Kevin, Joanna, Kevin,
Kevin, and Amy.
They didn't know about
self-sufficient
living.
Yeah.
I think kick it out.
Kick it out?
Yeah, kick it out.
No. Too many downsides. Okay.
Too many unknowns, too.
Okay, too many unknowns. All right, we'll go on to the next one then. This one is Randall West.
Arkansas.
Greetings, my name is Randall West. I'm writing in regard to the management position available in Southern Utah. First glance, this opportunity seems to be somewhat similar to what our family has been looking for. It has been our goal to own and manage a property for some time. We have a desire to leave the city life behind us. We simply have land to be totally self-sufficient. We are a devoted, Bible-based family with two daughters and always been homeschooled. They are excited to think about having land to roam on, animals, garden, care for, so on. My wife has often dreamed of the idea of having a bed and breakfast or building or renting cabins as a family business. For myself, I have had considerable sideline experience over the past 3 years in construction, remodeling, home repairs, and landscaping. We seem to excel most when the work is challenging. We relish the idea of working as a family unit and team to accomplish our common goals. We are looking forward to getting back to working with my hands and the outdoors and away from commerce and the daily rat race. I've been a real estate appraiser for the last 18 years and have been managing our business out of our home for the last 8 years. My older daughter assists me with our computer work, and my wife does bookkeeping along with homemaking and all kinds of responsibilities. We live in the Ozark Mountains of northwestern Arkansas, and although it was a beautiful place, we have always enjoyed the West. Of the things listed in our letter, we find the remoteness and beauty of your area very appealing. We desire to raise our children away from the mainstream of the culture and in the outdoors and enjoying God's creation. We've been careful to protect them as best we can, but the loving of the world is constantly at our heels and in fact they influence our TV. We recently renovated our home with the hopes of selling it and buying acreage to start just the ranch as you described. We got caught in a housing slump and have had to change directions, possibly leasing out the house if it doesn't sell on a timely manner, so they still have a house.
That's not a problem.
But they can lease it.
Yeah, he can lease it. Plus, he's not going to have a house payment to make it when he comes here anyway.
That's true. So it's not going to cost him any more.
No.
It's probable that it could be leased easily as we live in a college town, so that's not too bad. The opportunity that you presented does not require a home selling prior to our relocation. I moved to Arkansas 20 years ago after living and working in Denver and Gunnison, Colorado area. There I enjoyed bow hunting, fly fishing, backpacking, camping, cross-country skiing. We have often thought about returning to the West and have considered purchasing land here. We have been studying log and timber farm construction and anticipating building our next home ourselves. You can build the ranch for us.
No.
In fact, we are attending a log home show in Branch, Missouri this weekend. For another option, we've been subscribing to a monthly caretaker newsletter in hopes of finding a resort-type property to manage. So this has been their kind of goal. To compensate for lack of manpower, we anticipate purchasing a Case or a Kubota loader backhoe to increase our family's marketability. This purchase will be something that we would be open to doing should your position be offered to our family. So they said they want to buy a Kubota themselves.
Yeah, but I told them I knew that we had one. He just knew how to run it.
If he knows how to run it, that's good. Didn't say that, but that's good. Above all, we wish to honor our Creator. We've been anxious to get on with our goals, but all the while, we want to be able to recognize the situation and this opportunity has for this. We would be most excited to spend time and effort if you believe that it's a possible fit. I look forward to hearing from you and answering your questions, etc.
Nice picture.
His job has basically been a realtor for the last 18 years.
My thought is if they can't, then we will only want to consider them because we need to, we really need to have to physically meet them, and they need to see what it is because I don't see there's any point otherwise.
Yeah.
But
they'll probably, you know, if you hire them, sight unseen.
No, we wouldn't.
Come out here, spend a couple of days.
And then they'll say, sorry.
The thing is, he had a strong desire to do this, but it doesn't mean he can do it after having a cush job.
I might have a strong desire, but I don't have a desire.
I have also a strong desire that I can no longer do.
What's that, Jason?
I don't see that overwhelming, but I think they need to come here.
Hold on, let's see what they have.
One positive, and I put a negative on this, by the way, but I want you to hear the positive again, because it's critical. Sideline, 30 years in construction, remodeling, home repairs, and landscaping. It would fit in, and that discussion of the Kubota and all that sounded positive to me. It's just that his current career and applying that career to what we need out here. But if you folks as a group agreed that we could interview him, I'm fine with that. It's just that I instantly rejected it.
I think there would be a better fit.
Well, there is animal experience, I think, wasn't there?
I think along those lines. He's not thinking rustic.
Yeah, those caretaker things that he's talking about, those are for like, yeah, have nice things with the why you want someone to come watch it. They would be great.
Bed and breakfast? Yeah. This isn't exactly what I told them.
Well, this is not going to go to Hawaii.
No, they don't have any animal experience.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay, so
I would say no on this one.
Okay, no.
No, not all deeper on this one.
Okay. What are the next ones?
Can I take the Grishams?
Yes.
Sure.
It's the only one that I put a plus on right off of the bat, so unless somebody else had something.
Yeah.
This letter is intended to introduce us, Sean and Amanda Grisham, as should display our skills, abilities, and tell you a bit about our character as people. Sean is 32 and has been in construction industry for almost 15 years. Schooled as a welder and skilled in just about everything. He can operate heavy equipment as well as a hammer and shovel. Hard work is not something he's afraid of. If I had to sum up his skills in one sentence, I would say that in 13 years together, we never called a serviceman of any sort. Sean is crafty and can come up with more than one successful way to solve a problem. He's a bit like MacGyver in that he can do pretty much with very little. There are not too many things he can't fix. He will tell you that electrical work is not his strong suit. We're not abounding with the electricity. But he can tinker in it a bit. He also does all of the repairs and routine maintenance on his truck. Until last year, Sean was a welder by trade. He's skilled in every facet of welding and enjoys it. Who enjoys welding?
He does.
I thought that was a plus. That's hard work. Okay. They did restaurant remodels and tenant improvements. In these remodels, he did a bit of everyone's job. He taped, textured, painted, tiled, general carpentry work. The time frame was very specific, and Sean did whatever it took to finish the job well and on time. That's admirable. And Barbara didn't underline that either.
Oh, well, I figured that was
You was close. Very close.
I didn't know you guys were all going to be looking at it.
John is very much an outdoorsman, can work in all types of weather. He has spent a great deal of time around livestock. That's the one that I circled because I've spent a lot of time around livestock pulling through a sheep herd in my car. That's a lot of time around them in Cedar City. That doesn't give you the experience.
Yeah.
But it would grow.
Could be. You just don't know how he knit around
livestock. That comes from an interview.
I was raised around livestock.
And it's knowledgeable as well.
That's when we go to interview them and talk to them and have them come out. That's when we can press them on how much experience do you have. And
I don't know. That's the only one that I don't know. You know,
no address.
That's the only one that I haven't got an address.
It's the 775 area code, and I
okay. That's Nevada.
Nevada.
Well, that's not too bad.
That's another plus
ten.
The references are, by far, scored higher on my score sheet than any of them.
Last part, being outdoors is his comfort zone, if you will. I'm 31, stay-at-home mom of two, before having my children as an early childhood teacher for the school district. Children hold a very precious place in my heart. While attending college, I have various jobs, including food service, office work, preschool teacher, basic computer skills, and organized. I would consider myself a people person. I enjoy meeting new people. Believe that each person has something special to share. While I'm not skilled at Sean, I can hold my own with the tools. My forte this day has been keeping my household up and running smoothly. Being a mom is the best and hardest job in the world. I think I have learned more about life from being a mom than any book or class has ever taught. Sean and I will celebrate our 10th anniversary, compliment each other. And I hope this provides you a description. Fundamentally, that was the skills and abilities, and I had no trouble putting a plus on that for an interview.
Yeah, I think that was a good one. Keep that one.
Keep that one.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Okay. Want me to take another one? I've got this down. I won't prejudge it. Let's just say I'm... Mary and Paul Brayton.
Okay.
It's from Nancy Gretchen Brayton.
Yeah.
Reno, Nevada. That's that 775. Yeah, I recognize it from the previous
meeting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's a real close opportunity to come up and see the ranch, too. I was born and raised in Reno, Nevada. My parents were ranchers and owned Callahan Ranch. They raised shorthorn cattle. I was very involved with them until my grandfather died about 12 years ago. I graduated from Hug High School in 1983. Been full charge bookkeeper, cashier, PBX operator. Mostly I'm a mom and a wife. We maintain our little ranch and are responsible to maintain the house we live in, as well as the outbuildings. Have 30 chickens, 2 horses, 7 goats. We raise for meat as well as milk. And she didn't say specifically that the horses were raised for meat, but
yeah. Or milk.
Fair milk. That's it. We would like to be able to bring at least the goats and chickens with us if possible. We also have 2 cats. We have a 14-year-old border collie mix, 2-year-old border collie mix. Rat terriers and dogs. We are hardworking and have instilled this in our children. Our 15-year-old son has learned to be a general handyman, is doing jobs such as painting, drywall, landscaping, tile, carpentry, and some electrical. As you can see, his skills complement his father's and they work well side by side. If you need a list of personal references, they've given several.
He probably also talked about his resume too.
That's one thing that it was not a positive with his resume. In that since 2000, or 1998, he's had six.
One
year? Yeah. And that's
one of them. One of them was 5 years. One job was for 5 years, though. So that's.
Wow, a real hanger in.
No, he worked at it for 5 years, and then he went into the one he's working at right now. So.
Right.
So, I mean, so he jumped around to begin with.
Well, I think some of them overlapped, too. I think he had 2 jobs at a time.
Were they
all
basically the same kind of
job?
No, FedEx. Like, you know, driver for FedEx.
And I think he also did some, was another guy that did some work. At
installation installer.
Heavy equipment operator, 2 years, like 3 years.
But that was the same company. He worked for labor and for 2 years, and then he went to equipment operator. That was for the same company, though. So I see that as a...
I put him down at as a possible, but
I can tell you that these people are probably one of these. They have emailed me and called me and emailed me almost every day. I sent you guys some of that information on some of their emails forwarded to you, so you can see they're just totally chomping. They are just
so. How do you feel, Lord?
Well, I think that
three boys and one girl.
I'd like to know.
You would like to know more.
I'd like to know why I jump around so much.
I put down on this little rating,
negative for four dogs. I put that down as a negative. They got four dogs.
Raising them for food too, you know.
Speaking of what this is important to me, I've been doing what I do for July, up the middle of July, I'll be starting my 50th year doing the same dang thing. And
well, it depends a lot on what those jobs were.
Some jobs are just defined as what you are.
At the ranch, we got coyotes that take care of this number of dogs that they've got. I've been here for 30 years and I've seen some beautiful dogs disappear and find their home.
Well, they eat them.
I put it as a negative. But he still scored high.
I think we need to know more about these people.
Okay. Let's interview them.
And we need to do an interview.
So that's an interview.
It's a possibility.
Possibility to get some more information for this family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, are these all come about because of what you did? Yeah. I appreciate you doing that. Just to listen to that. That was good.
Now, how old was that gentleman there?
Scott and Teresa.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead. Up to the last gentleman. How old was he?
That was the one before.
There's just not enough information on his.
But he graduated. No, he graduated. So then
83. He graduated in 83.
That's the low of the mid 40s.
So he didn't just fall off the turnip.
Okay. Who's next on the list?
Scott and Teresa Frisius.
F-R-I-S-I-U-S.
Okay. I'll go ahead with that one then. See, thanks for the typical day. That was added information. Okay.
Well, just kind of go over it. Review his resume there. Right?
Yeah.
He's a painter.
He's a house painter. He's been on this for...
Nevada.
It's like he's a painter and
duties, painting, experience in commercial application, custom home, track home, incorporated hand, airless spray techniques. Basically,
looks like he's been painting or carpentry. Painting or carpentry.
He's a man who might consider contracting out here, but I don't know that I got a big plus about his.
Her experience is she was in construction. Since school, she's a salon coordinator for a hair salon, and she's currently maintaining household finances, bookkeeping, Christmas gardening. She's an esthetician.
I don't see enough in here. I got a lot of three children.
Yeah, and he's in Wisconsin.
I put -6 for that. -3 for being in Wisconsin.
I think those two kids alone.
The dairy farmer from Wisconsin.
That's geographically desirable.
Yeah.
Okay. So out of a couple other places.
He's been raised on his skills, they're good.
But I don't know that that's sawmill.
That's not the only thing. We're not on the on the work, hard work, and we need somebody to organize and manage and take care of him. And his kids.
Especially when
the
facilities aren't.
Yeah.
It's not fair to them. I'd love to interview the guy, but he isn't.
So is that everything?
We have
four.
That, okay.
I think we should call all of them and we should invite them to the ranch.
I agree.
And then and then we need to meet with them individually.
Okay. Now, if we invite them to the ranch, how many of us can be out here?
Well, we just have to make it. If you want to come up, come today.
Okay, find out what time frames are.
I'll try to be here.
At least if there's one of us. But I think invite them to the ranch for a couple days and give them a couple days of the cabin and get them an idea on what's going on here.
No free interviews
to do.
Yeah.
And then pick up trucks and see how they can handle it.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got the cabin one. So I think we've got the parts we can leave them.
Well, why don't we give them the caretaker's house so they can really see what it's like?
Yeah.
It's not ready.
It may not be available.
I don't think we want to put anybody. Seriously.
Wait, see, when it's all day.
Okay.
I was also going to propose that before we have anybody actually physically come and live there, we're going to need to spend at least probably $5,000 in.
They'll probably take that.
Well, we don't know yet. We don't know yet. We need to go in and look at things once it's open to us.
New windows. A few new windows.
I wouldn't set a price yet or anything like that because. You know,
well, come up with the things that we need to
get it fixed and totally up to snuff.
You know, just for your information, there's a few things we could do to the ranch house that really won't cost. We put new windows in under the idea when we do build a new building, those new windows could be used in the in our new construction too. So I mean, we'll do a few things that really will make that house a lot better for now, but yet it's not a waste of money down the road. Yeah,
things we can use,
reuse.
Can I say one thing about that ranch house? You guys all know that I've lived there. But we lived there for a lot of months with our kids. And when I moved in there, I moved in after the Bexhibs had been there. And I loved the Bexhibs. Many of you that know how good people they were and how hard workers they were. But the place was really grungy and dirty. My daughter and I came in there, and we cleaned and we painted and we fixed up. And we decorated with daisies because we decided we wanted to do country style feel in there, you know. And to be right honest with you, put curtains up, clean up that place, make it real homey, and I had a lot of people, and I mean numerous members, and they would come in for their keys, I would say, come on into the house, and they'd go, oh my gosh, it's so nice in here, I haven't seen it this place, you know, it just looks so pretty, it's so clean, you know, you've actually got the window open, the curtains open, it's beautiful, you know, it's not that bad, it's small, it's not that bad. Since the time I lived there, and I lived there, we had an old closet tub, we didn't have a shower, and I'm a shower person. Long hair, it's really difficult to wash. You know, so I dealt with that tub. But since then, we have a nice corner shower. Okay? When I was there, we didn't have one kitchen counter or cabinet here, and one down underneath. That was all. Now we have cabinets across here and across this whole big wall. We have a new kitchen sink. We have new countertops. We have everything been painted. The doors have been fixed. There's a lot of good things in that cabin. It is not as bad as everybody's making it. I promise you, if you lived in it, if it was clean, you would find out it's not that bad. You guys, how many of you in this room see my house that I live in Canal? How many of you see the one I live in St. George? I don't live in a bad town house. I can live in that house and it does not bother me. And I promise you that I am not the easiest person in the world to live with. And that's
tell me that.
That house is not as sad as some of us are making it. Yes, there's a problem with the water heater right now. Yes, there's a problem except the sewer is plugged up. I suspect that they will fix it. But you know what? I know that tank has been pumped out recently. So there's something.
It's been pumped or something.
There's something clogging.
Yeah, because Brent and I personally cleaned it out with the scoop shovel. That's how bad it was.
We may have to replace the leach field. That might be something.
And that could be it. You know,
we might have to investigate.
The building itself is not.
And we've been saying for the longest time we need to clean filters that would take care of our problem with the water heater.
Yeah.
No, why do you feel like, you can feel like what you live in is horrible when there's just a few problems that don't get fixed.
Right, yes.
Exactly. That just makes you depressed.
Yes.
But as far as people saying it's totally beat up and down and yuck and yuck, yeah. Yes, the bow, there's a bow in the beam, you know, but my house is 100 years old, it's not going to have a bow in the beam. Let me tell you, that place is so comfy in the summer with all the big trees, right. The shade, the lawn. You know, I love that place when I was there. It was a good place to go in the summer. It was the only cool place in this place, yeah. You know, at that point.
Except that's where you go.
Well, yeah. Okay, I had access. Okay. And so what I'm trying to say is that house is not perfect, but it is not the end of the world. It really is not.
It needs some insulation on it, especially on the north wall.
It needs insulation. It needs those new windows. You know, there could be some other things done. Definitely needs some
support.
Yeah. And a lot of water.
Yeah.
Okay. At this point. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right. At this point, we need we have the four candidate families that we want to contact, and we can make contact, and then I will go ahead and do that. Okay.
Can I make one question here? Sandy, do you know anybody locally that might be interested in the job? Okay. I mean, I just don't want to close all doors.
We all talk to our friends and neighbors and members and stuff, and we want to make sure we give our members the opportunity if there's anybody
to want. Did I hear once that the McElroys had put in a application?
No, they have not put in any.
That's another long story. We don't want to get into it.
As it is right now, no.
Okay. They
are aware of the situation. Alex says they're aware of the situation, and at present they say no, from what I understand. Okay, so thank you for asking. Because
do you feel like we should put an ad in the paper, though? The local paper?
I really don't.
I think we need to move on this. You know,
I honestly think that these, like Barbara said, these homeschoolers, mm-hmm. are the type of people we're looking for. These people that want to be in a remote area.
Yeah. Self-sufficient, just have skills.
We should also notify the other candidates.
Yeah, and I will notify the other candidates.
I've got to notify a whole bunch of people. I promise.
I mean, you've only seen a stack this big of a stack this big of people's actually responding. I mean, we only saw a very, very small.
So, and I think what I'd like to do this week, and I need your email. Do you have email access?
Yeah.
You can find the whole
here. John Harris, knives@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because a lot of things that we try to do that we can, that obviously we can't handle everything at a board meeting, so we try to communicate by email.
Get your phone number and address.
All right.
Maybe then you can.
And then send it out to the board.
I'll send it out. Try to come up with the thoughts and questions that we would want to interview them with. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're obviously going to put out the invitation for them to come meet us here. I'm not sure.
And we'll, if they're really interested, we tell them that they are going to be required to have a background check.
And that's essential.
We have to have permission to reveal once we find them.
Yes. And
permission to do a background check.
Yeah. That might eliminate we'll
need something
right off the bat. You don't know.
Go ahead and tell them that, and then let's tell them we want to arrange to have them come up for a couple days.
Okay.
Is there anybody else?
If we can interview them on a Saturday, then that makes it easier for me to get up here.
Right. Okay.
Is there anybody else? Or what's the minimum number present for the interview?
I think we
all
can.
All
wife and husband.
I mean, as far as all for interviews.
Not inviting them up here for the actual interviews. What's the minimum number?
Well, we need to set up a separate day for interviews.
Right. Oh, yes.
Well, yes and no. If these people come from Nevada,
yeah.
I mean, they're going to come over here. They're going to look at it, and if they're interested, you don't want to have them go back home.
We need to, at least the husband and wife. Okay, if they bring their children, that's fine. That's all the better. But as far as the interview board, we need at least three. I think. Three members of the board did the interview.
I would think
of them. Lower cabins, why
minimum of three.
Minimum of three.
Well, they're only going to fire you and then solve fire the emissions, not approve.
right? They're going to interview them.
Yeah,
and
the total board is okay.
Why don't we have them all up at the same time in all four cabins, and then at the end of those 2 days, we're all here and we do interviews one at a time. That way, it's the most efficient.
If we can, yeah, that would probably
have them come up Thursday, stay Friday, and then we interview them Saturday.
If they can do that,
if they can do that,
or
at least stay Friday all day and come with something like that. I think that's
okay. There's one concern I have, and I hope you stay in this room. But I want this one concern to be voiced. I don't want these people to come up here and then be running into Oli, and if Oli say anything negative about the place, or tell him about all the problems behind the scenes, or all the things that you're going to have to deal with, and kind of trying to, you know, sway the picture, or whatever. I don't know that he would do that.
I'm just a little bit worried about that.
When
would Oli be out? When is he required?
I didn't come on to run any risk.
You said 2 weeks on the letter, didn't you?
So is he going to be out by
end of the month?
End of this month?
End of the month is what I think.
But we really have a hard time waiting until the end of this month to figure out who you're going to get, because we need somebody here by the first week or second week of May.
We can have them come in. Well, I guess it is what it is.
First weekend of May.
Feedback that we'll have, you know.
They're going to understand.
If they
hear some negatives, they might.
Everybody would have to be here. Have like one member of the board's family be here when one of the interviewees is here, to kind of show them around and do the ropes, and then give feedback to everybody else and have a different person do each one.
I was really thinking the most efficient way to do is have them all up at the same time.
I don't know that. I agree with that. There'll be competition between different families.
No, we would individually interact with them, and they'd be in the cabin.
I mean, that's a common thing in big companies. I mean,
We have to put out the interest. We have to let them know.
Otherwise, we're going to stretch it out over a month.
Well, we don't know. No, we're going to try to keep it within 2 weeks if we can.
I mean, if it works out.
To have about two at a time.
Yeah,
that it can.
Well,
it,
we have to. They have to be able to meet what 2 weekends we set up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. I don't think that's a problem. If they're willing to come out here and do it, you know, like I've applied for many jobs, and my boss said, "If you want a job, you got to be willing to go up and get it. That's one of the first things you look at, is he really up for this job or not?" That's right. So I would say you give him these dates and say you can do it. You can come up this time and we can interview.
Well, let's take what works best for you. This weekend or this week?
That's right.
But I don't want to take any more board time at this time. We can discuss this through emails. That's what I was trying to say. You know, let's come up with our questions or concerns, and then set some time frames. Is that okay with you guys?
That's fine.
Sounds good.
Is this too soon as far as trying to have them come in? Or
is this the only situation?
It might be too soon.
We don't want to prejudice.
Well, I don't think that he will.
I don't think that he will.
They won't be able to see the ranch house. That's a problem.
But as a board member, I don't want somebody to come up here until we get a chance as a board to get into the ranch house.
I thought Oli was going to help show the ropes, or we're not going to have any contact at all.
I was just saying that we did it completely. Completely.
I'm out here for a job. I want to talk to the ranch manager.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's other people who want to talk to him also.
But they want to see the house. I'd like to see some of the work done on the house.
You know,
I guess I'm hearing you saying that I don't think Oli would try to prejudice, but even if he did, they're going to get bombarded with it anyway. Yeah, even if he did, you know, well, if he's that easily swayed, maybe he's not the right person. There's going to be a lot of stuff here that's going to be tougher than he knows.
All this has got to stop. Let me, one more idea. I did check. There's nothing like on-hand information. I think Barbara would be a good one. I think you'd have three on the board and then have Barbara.
And Barbara was...
Well, Barbara's
and Barbara and
more
Taylor
on the side
were
than that.
Here.
Yeah.
So they know it as much as anything else. about telling them what their responsibility is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that as far as whoever we decide on, we're gonna be involved in a lot of training with them too.
So that going back again to Ole, you know, there that was a lot of board's responsibility to have a public. Ole was not trained. That's right. He was not trained.
Not in English. And he wasn't given
a chance. They weren't.
So
we don't want to go back to that ever again. We
don't
want
to do that again.
Do the training. Okay. Right off the board.
New start. Okay.
All right.
New start. Okay. So we'll email and come up with our decisions and as far as the interview process and getting them out here. I'm good with that. Okay.
Okay. There's one more thing that you got to think about. We are currently dealing with Ole on a 1099 contract basis. If you hire these people, the legal way to do it is to hire them and to cover them under workers' comp and do that kind of stuff, or are you going to do a 1099? That makes a difference in how we handle this thing, too.
That's a concern that they're going to have, I'm sure.
I don't know about the Utah laws, but you couldn't do that in California unless they were a licensed contractor.
Right.
It's against the law here, legally, what they're doing.
Yeah.
So we
want to do things according to law, and in the past we've hired as our employees, branch managers in the past, and we should, because that's something that as an employer, we should want. I mean, if you were,
at least some protection.
You would want to have some protection.
Well, certainly, absolutely, certainly. If we hire somebody here and we don't do that, and then there's a problem. Somebody gets seriously hurt.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think that we need to make it clear that we're hiring the two people, the two adults. We are not hiring the children.
Of course.
Okay. And that that's right. And then there needs to be a waiver that says we are not paying the children. The children.
If they have them do chores, that's their chores as their family. That's, you know, that's their business.
But we need to make sure that we have that set up because in case there's a problem.
Absolutely. And we should have that spelled out.
Not the husband we're hiring. We're hiring them as a team. And we cover both of them on workers' comp. We pay a check to her and a check to him. That's why we go eyes with head on it.
I think that's what we should do.
Okay.
But if that's the case, you got to consider that you guys all know that I did not offer them the same amount that Ole's getting paid right now.
Well, we have to pay additional.
Because I figure you're going to have some more taxes, employee taxes, as well as I figure some other issues that you got to pay for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that will all be identified in the contract, right?
Right, and then it's something, and we haven't even addressed this issue as far as insurance, health care insurance, or anything like that, but that's something in the future we may want to provide for our employees. Now, I'm not throwing it out there now.
Oh, that's a tremendously expensive thing.
No, that was a discussion for that too. So.
Yeah, now, but I'm just saying,
yeah.
In the future,
if we can, they're not going to have any health insurance on
right.
They're going to be staff insurance. So,
yeah.
But if that was something that we provided for whoever we hire for them and their spouse, then they could additionally pay the extra.
Right. We could do a cafeteria type plan.
Now there are programs where essentially the employer doesn't pay anything.
Yeah.
It's basically run through the employer, and he deducts it.
Well,
but the, like, AFLAC and some of those other ones.
Right. And it's something that we want to be fair to our employees. We want to support. We want our branch managers or ranch foremen, whatever we title them, we want them to succeed. We want them so we can succeed, be successful, have a good operation here. And so we should
the more they're going to get that.
Exactly. We want to support them in any need that we can provide. Yeah. And that's not just with training.
We need like days off. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. If we could come in as members want to come in for and take some load off for a while, and give them some time off with their family without, I'd encourage that. So that's, we need to,
offer them off
at the ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the way we do our insurance at work.
We can help at the ranch.
A new employee comes and he's not eligible for insurance for 1 year.
Okay.
From his date of hire, and at that point, the company pays a certain amount. The employee pays a very small amount, and then if he wants to add his wife to it, then there's a larger amount. His wife and children,
right.
And But the employee himself is offered at a reduced rate. It's like $17 or something.
In this situation, they would both be employed, yeah. So they would both be covered.
And you could set them out for the first 90 days.
They could take out their children.
And we would probably want to do something.
We could do a contract to hire scenario for the first 90 days.
Right. Oh, all right. The fishmonger's here.
You got halibut for me, don't you? Because I like halibut.
Well, can we take a break again?
Yeah.
We're going to take a break.
Where are we at in our meeting?
We're almost finished.
Maybe finish up with this part of it, and then we go take care of this.
Okay, okay. Well, as far as old business, I mean,
old business
or new business. As far as new business, I have a draft of a ranch manager, independent contractor agreement, which will revert to ranch foreman, employee, and I'll send this around to everyone by email. Just something that I put together as a draft, and we can run it through. And I can also, and Barry Clarkson also offered that, you know, so we can get someone that's got, you know, he's an attorney, so he can look at and review it and get us a, you know, what he feels would be appropriate or worded property contract.
Right, verbiage.
Yeah, you know, because I'm not. But anyways, I've also put some other things together we need to work on as far as a master plan and as far as improvements. We have a list of things. Phil Hall put some stuff together in 2004, and we don't need to belabor that right now. We can, there's something to address for the next meeting, okay? We'll postpone this to the next meeting as far as a cabin improvement list of things that we've prioritized in the past. We want to see where we're at and where we're going with it. And that gives us some time this month to look at the cabins and see what additional work may be needed for the master plans. Okay, the airport is one of our facilities. I've worked on setting up some committees. And let me just get that. I'm not a big committee person, but we do need some committees, even though I got a list of committees here. But committees are only as good as the people that are in charge of them to get things done. Hold on, Dustin. I got to go through
this.
Hold on, Dustin. Hold on, Dustin.
Time there.
Hang on. Okay, because I have spent some time on this. And these committees are established for the DSRA board. I put today's date, but they can another future date. The organization of the following committees are to facilitate the operation of Deer Springs Ranch. The goal of these are to improve access, facilities, community, environment, and quality of life at Deer Springs Ranch. Okay, committee number one was communication. Obviously, that's a big one, okay? And with that, we have, I've identified ways that we communicate. It's a website, newsletter, mailings, bulletin boards, what we have here or else, you know, things that we post, and communication equipment for the ranch. We have a cell phone, we have a computer, and then we have teleconference capabilities. I'm sorry? That don't always work. This is true, but this is part of the communication committee can work on these aspects of our of that, okay? And so that was communication. Now, facilities, I've identified the headquarters, the structures around here, fencing, the store, cabins.
That's a committee, a facilities committee?
The facilities would be a committee, okay? And I'll send this copy out to everyone. And then also the airport is a facility that we have. And currently we have Phil Hall has been really instrumental in getting that to, you know, he just spent a lot of some money.
He uses it.
Yeah. But it is an asset to the ranch. Okay. And because they can fly in emergency vehicle equipment and for fires, they can have set up for do heli operations and stuff. It is a benefit to a ranch. And he does use it. So he's our designated airport manager. And has been, and will continue with that. I don't see any reason to change that. And wouldn't want to, actually, because he spends his money out there improving it. And
I'm getting pretty old, and that's a whole man.
And he's identified some improvements that we could work towards. And, you know, it's pie in the sky would be, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Don't worry, anyway, we got llamas.
But
we got a llama.
You know, and one thing would be eventually someday fancy off around there. But anyway, there's
a little bumpy.
So facilities would be a committee, and then roads. Obviously, roads is a very important issue for all of us to be able to access our property. You know, most times there are always going to be times where we can't because of weather, road conditions. Right. But we want to try to improve roads, and that's a real big mandate for the board, I believe. So road maintenance plan to establish one and get it going. I think we have one roughed out, but a gravel pit is part of roads, gates, signage, cattle guards. Those are all issues that we dealt with last year, which are still need to be done in years past. Equipment, road equipment, and culverts. Okay, that's so roads is a committee. And underwater, both culinary water and non-domestic water. There's obviously we have issues with that. Wells, storage, delivery system.
That should be under facilities.
That
should be number one.
It could be its own separate because there's a lot. There's, you know, it can be testing and compliance, springs, catch basins, trout ponds, erosion control. These are all concerns that deal with water. Okay. Wildlife and flora. You know, a committee there that would help with, you know, most of this is educational stuff for native species, you know, what sightings and populations we have, you know, on the ranch as far as deer herd, you know, wildlife, you know, the fish for the trout ponds and stuff, hunting and predator controls. You know, we have issues with predator controls. And then, you know, and not all these committees have to be, you know, up and running all at once. You know, obviously, it's going to take
but it's a goal.
Support. It's a goal.
That's good.
The legal committee. A legal committee would support in contracts and agreements, insurance, liens and judgments, bylaws, rules, regulations, the PC&Rs, liabilities and waiver forms. So they would be over that. And once that, a lot of these things, once they're in place, they're in place. It's not going to take a lot of, you know, updating and so forth. But it's good to have, you know. And if we have members that are attorneys and so forth, like Ed Robbins, is he still a member? Mm-hmm. He's no longer a member.
Does the association have an attorney?
I'm sorry?
Do we have an attorney?
We have used other attorneys that have, you know, Barry Clarkson, but he's not a member right now. He's
so basically, you just use members who happen to be attorneys.
It's helpful.
There's
when
not
we
an
can.
Actual attorney.
No, we don't.
Well, not on retainer, but Barry does. If we got any questions, collections. I'm saying so.
Oh, collections.
If it goes that far, then he writes a letter. You know, per.
Okay.
If we need to judge, judgment. Historic museum. Category for a committee, obviously sometime in the future. The Social Entertainment and Recreation Committee. Okay. That's basically an activities committee.
Is that volunteer?
Now we're talking. So, you know, ding, ding, ding.
This is going to work good right here.
Social activities.
Exactly. So, and I've identified some things. We've had traditions in the past, and we can start new traditions, and I just put down a few. For our Deer Springs Ranch traditions, we have an annual meeting. Obviously, there's things that happen with that. We can do Memorial Day potluck, or a 4th of July celebration, a Pioneer Day Games, a Labor Day weekend picnic art festival, or something like that. These are things that, you know, specific set, you know, where we know people are going to be here by the numbers, hopefully.
Well,
you know.
Can I make a little suggestion? I think it would be great when we email or snail mail all the members that they write things that they're interested in and things that they are good at. Mm-hmm. And that way you can pick from the population. You said art festival. I know a gal, Val, she loves to take pictures.
Yeah.
And she's quite good
painting
at it.
Or pictures,
right.
or
so that would be
woodwork kind of or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just we can do it all. We can develop and into whatever, mm-hmm. you know. So these are just thoughts that I had, okay, and we can build upon and delete. The motorcycle racing event we have scheduled for August 16th, okay, and I'm going to be in contact with the person from the Utah Desert Foxes, and we'll see what we can do to generate some revenues from that organization from when they're here. And I also just thought of, you know, how about setting up during August is a really great time of year to witness meteorite.
Yeah.
You know, stargazing,
meteor showers.
As a person at that time.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's things that, you know, we can identify a place to go to, or, you know, a spot that where we can watch these things as family events or community events, and that's just thoughts. Okay, so that was social entertainment recreation is a committee that I would like to see. And as you see, we in the past we've had more committees than this, but I've kind of lumped them in a group. Okay.
Well, you can have committees and then have people that are in charge of certain aspects of that committee.
Right. Right. And I'd like to have members of the board be, you know, over or a party to, not overseeing, but a party to these committees so that we can get feedback and see where we're at. Okay. And then I have a fundraising heading, but that's all dependent on what, you know, what's needed.
Those are kind of, I think one thing with the committees, though, is that we need to authorize them every year.
We should have our, we do have some standing committees, and
because
that's true.
The problem is we have some people that think they're on committees when they're not on committees, and we need to those, all committees are beholden to.
Well, we need to get away from that though, because that's in, according to the way that things are written, but that's not that. You could interpret it to be that, but in reality, some of these committees need to be continued.
Oh no!
Okay.
Well, you're trying to create some structure.
I'm trying to create.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they need to be approved and reauthorized yearly.
Well, we should, as a board, be thinking about making sure that we approve and authorize things yearly. Yeah. And people that like Ron Mayle, he's he was in the oversight committee that was put in place by a previous board, but it did not continue, or it felt, people feel that it has not continued, but there hasn't been any action really to
what I'm saying
eliminate
is that,
that
we need to
recognize
authorize them. And
reauthorize
right. Every year.
Is this guy on the fifth waiver list? Somebody put him up
there. That's right. So that we can say, these are the committees.
Okay.
And
yeah, but they're subject to change. Some subject to change.
Absolutely. So when you put that in place, otherwise you're going to have problems.
That's where continuity, that's why we're thinking with ranch management, with facilities, that we have to continue with.
It's as simple as a vote. We reauthorize these
committees to continue functioning.
That's right.
Okay, you got a guy who went for fish. I'll look for your email.
Okay.
John, so.
Wait. I am...
Oh, that's my new business. We tabled.
You tabled it, and I...
We can table it until next meeting.
We're not tabling it. You put it off way too long.
No, make your motion.
We need to make a motion that we need to put the choice to the members if they want to spend money that we did determined for a new ranch house.
We haven't determined any money yet. So you need to rephrase that motion to
Well, we need to do that. But we need to determine that amount of money.
We haven't determined that yet though.
Well, okay, I'll determine it right now. $150,000, not to exceed $150,000 as a budget for either a new ranch house or an addition to the ranch house. And it will be up to the board to decide how we fund it and how we get the loan, what assessments we do. It will be up to the board for that. And we need to put that up to a vote to the membership.
Why don't you write it up
and
email us?
And I'll write up what the position is on about proposition. But I'm voting that we need to put this to bed once and for all, and let the members decide right now. Because if they say no, that's fine. Then we just work on alternate methods to fund this. But we need to make sure that we get something, an answer of yes or no, one way or another.
No, that's good. One of those things, when you're out there soliciting, also for a third thing, put in there that if we don't get any response from them, the board's going to
Well, this is a vote.
No, we need their response.
This is a vote. So this is a real vote. And if we don't get the votes...
We're going forward.
No, we don't.
It's a yes or a no vote.
It's a yes or no vote.
Yeah.
So we need to do that right now.
I think we need to do that.
Did you get a response?
Yeah.
So, and the reason why I'm putting this as a proposal is this is going to cost us money to send out savings and send out responses and
the figure, real vote. The figure that you stated is going to be around $1,500 a month. From a bank or a private bank.
Yep.
$1,500 a month. Our budget can afford it if we manage the budget.
Plus, John has also brought up that the ranch has properties that we can sell.
Well, no. The ranch owns property. I've looked further into that. The ranch does own property, does own lots, but there's the way that the ranch is set up right now, currently, we cannot sell any of the, it would be selling association lands.
Well, they did that with my lot.
But your lot was acquired.
There was a lien.
Yeah, no, this is not...
So is that lot considered the same
no.
as...
No, it was a lot...
Land?
No. We acquired it. We acquired it a different way.
So what would be required to sell those lots?
We'd have to change our bylaws.
Yeah, and that's a whole other...
Because we're reducing our association property.
There's actually, common association, from what I understand, is 2,000 acres. Okay, we have 2,020 acres.
Maybe.
I have to research that. So there may be one lot that could be available for sale for job revenue. It's association land. Use it in other ways.
Right.
Picnic grounds, campgrounds, other things, other aspects for
either way, we need to get an answer.
Yeah,
and
I agree with that.
We need to get that. I will volunteer to help with the verbiage to send out to the membership and send it out to emails.
Well, I'll agree with that, but I think we've got a month or so to actually get it done, because I suggest we put that out. We're going to have to put a new letter out, snail mail, about our new management and stuff, so let's have the new managers.
Sure.
Information go out at the same time, and then this ballot.
But we need to get a ballot out. Okay. So...
I'll second that.
Votes?
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any abstentions?
Okay.
I abstained. I did not vote yay or nay. I just abstained.
Did okay. You
make
note
okay.
of that?
Yep.
He abstained.
Did not
vote.
Okay. That's a good thing. I mean, there's several times when I was on the board previous times, I... Make sure you put me down as this way.
Okay. Water tank.
Oh, it's pretty much there, Vance. That's what Vance and Brent went to look at the water tank yesterday.
Yes.
The water tank still is half full, so they couldn't see all of it.
Okay.
Where I told them it would be less full. That's the stuff that's peeling off. Apparently, somebody did put on a coating prior to putting that on, so it's not rusting for what they can see now. They couldn't see all of it.
Okay. There's primer. So the primer's still on. We still have some issue with the tank. It's going to go down even more. We're going to let it go down.
Yeah, because they haven't inspected the whole tank. They've only seen like half.
Yeah.
So that's the half they've seen. And apparently it's just the end.
Yes.
And the other part seems to be fine. Vance wrote something up there.
The tank is really old, but then we've had
this is brand new.
This is 3 years old. The paint, the treatment on the inside.
Vance found a material that seemed would be a great patch for this.
If we may have a product that's, and we'll probably.
This I think
we
really
we'll do is we'll that. Proceed with this with the repair first. I mean, I make a motion that we go for repairing the current 40,000 gallon tank.
Yes.
And. At this point, and we'll work towards those ends.
We'll have to get an email out within the next week.
Thank you. Seconded by Donna Davis Hills. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we'll move forward with that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Everything else that I have, I'll table till.
Oh, you've got one other issue you've got to cover. Are we going to allow Robinson's cattle to come up here this year?
Well, we already voted.
No, we did not vote no. We voted that to him no. We gave no.
After this year,
we were going to let him bring the minimal amount, and I believe it was 60 head. But
what was the question?
Well,
I didn't get it.
I had a phone call from him yesterday, and he wants to know if he's going to be allowed to bring his tablet here. We are still honoring his contract.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had agreed.
Previously, yeah. This has been already brought up. That we were going to let it run out, let his contract run out, and then after that, we would not renew it. That's
what I remember.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's got another year, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. After this year, that's it. But we need to tell him about he needs to limit the cattle.
So then, did we still get to keep our grazing lease?
No. As a board member, we took a vote on this. So we've got to readdress the grazing issue.
We will.
Research on it, but I don't think if we lose his contract, that doesn't mean we lose the grazing rights. In fact, lots of times. They're okay with them leaving them fallow for a year or two.
Because somebody could, I just want to make sure someone else can't come in and get them. And then we're going
to we have that possibility of having them.
Because for the last 10 years,
we've only used a small portion of our grant.
That's true.
And so, we could lose them.
We don't have the decision on not having them. If you don't fence off your own property,
the cows have the right to be on your
property. That's in the law.
Help me understand something.
Okay.
Is this land we're talking about association land that we're grazing on, or some lease land?
BLM.
The BLM land is something that somebody, we could lose our rights on.
Right.
But not on ours.
Not on our land.
No.
I was confused there. I didn't know.
Yeah. But if we don't use our BLM, we
have 23,000 acres of grazing rights around us. We will lose them to somebody that will use them. Yeah, and so those cows could possibly be coming into our land, because that's 23,000 acres all around us. And it's a lot of Utah that we fence out. They don't have to fence their animals in. We have to fence their animals out. Somebody else comes in, Brent Robinson, coming outside. We have to go all over that.
And believe me, there's some cattlemen that want these.
We want to make sure we close the meeting.
Okay. Before we go, I'm going to